from East
Love
Tennessee.
Talk Radio.
Glad to have you when you're on tonight. We didn't do the show last week. We had unfortunate circumstances, but regardless, we're here tonight. I'm going to talk about life. Most of us, as I said two or three weeks ago, are budding biologists, children exploring the world around us and set of fire curious about the plants, animals, and birds, insects that we observe. Often we would wonder how birds could fly or how fish hold their breath or how a tadpole become a frog. And in school, we were able to peer through the lens of a microscope to see the tiniest of life swimming about beneath the surface of the ordinary. Biology, of course, it simply means the study of life. And adults, we know that we know that life is much more complex than that what we imagined as children. Someone continued this thing about life. Who am I? Why am I here? Where did I come from? What is my purpose in life? Let's not forget the one elusive question that everyone still asks, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The questions have resonated throughout history. They all point to the fundamental question, what is life and how did it begin? How do you answer questions about our biological origins? Are these issues of faith, science, or both? Is the Bible right, or is it science? And while the Bible is not a science textbook, you can find answers to answer these questions of life, including the biological origins, in the pages of the Scriptures. For many, just mentioning a biology may conjure up the images of students dissecting frogs in a high school lab, permeated with a smell of formaldehyde. Biology is a study of life and living organisms, including their origins. But where, when, and how did it all begin? As Christians, we should be compelled to find the answers to the questions of life in God's Word. I said as Christians, so don't be offensive with that. After all, Genesis, the foundation of Christian message, is the Bible. It means origin. So it shouldn't be surprising that within the one book of Genesis, we find clear answers to the biology of life. Most people reject the Scriptures. That's written by man, but I'm not going to get into that argument now. The earth was fashioned to be inhabited. In just 6 days, God created and formed and filled his creation. He made the grasses, plants, fruit trees, creatures in the water, birds to fill the sky, and land creatures to populate. All things, including biological life, was brought into existence by a supernatural God. He created it out of nothing. That's revolutionary to most people because science teaches us an exemplary of proteins and, well, in regardless of that. But what about the claims of evolutionary science? What does evolution fit with the biological origins? Most of us have been exposed to the history of evolution throughout our entire lives in science and history classes, books and movies and current events and news stories. Does evolution explain the creation according to Genesis? Perhaps telling us how God created, could evolution clarify the details of creation? Hasn't science proven that life can develop from non-life? Perhaps you recall studying the Miller-Lacy experiment that sought to prove life could have spontaneously arisen from some sort of primordial soup of complex of chemicals. In the experiments, an atmosphere or hydrogen, water, vapor, methane, ammonia were exposed to electrical discharges simulating lightning to form amino acids. Can the formation of amino acids, the building blocks of the proteins of life, proteins, be extrapolated as proof that life can rise from non-life? What about the formation of proteins in cells and organisms? Could this occur spontaneously from the mixture of chemicals? The conclusion drawn from this experiment crumbles under scientific scrutiny. First, the experiment was excluded the presence of oxygen, claiming that the atmosphere lacked oxygen at the time of biological origins. However, new data indicate that the truth that the Earth has always been an oxygen-rich environment. The argument can go on and on and on. But only God can create life out of nothing. And that's where the origins of life comes from in Genesis. God snapped his fingers. Not necessarily snapped his fingers, but you know the illustration. Snapped his fingers and life came into being. The animals, the snakes, the birds, the fishes, everything. It is rational to assume that the living systems spontaneously form from non-living chemicals. Really. The complexity of the genetic systems and the intricacies of cellular process are nearly impossible to comprehend. The formation of just one cell is infinitely more complex than the formation of simple life amino acids. Biological origins is purely natural, purely naturalistic terms. Evolutionists must assume that atmospheric conditions now, that did not exist in the past and the process, they do not occur today in generative primitive organisms that no longer exist. Interesting idea, but it's not science. However, Darwin devised evolutionary naturalistic mechanism to explain the biological origins of God. Just remember this, that God created life out of nothing. We have proved time and time again that the complexity of just one cell, a protein, kind of this abstractly brought to life. And yet, that's what we do today in evolutionary theory. Read the book of Genesis, the origin of life. God created life, and he created the eternal. Man sinned. God himself came to earth and died for our sins through Christ. If you believe in Christ, have faith in him, and becomes your leader, you can have eternal life. Regardless of what all the other evolutionary theory consists of, only God creates something out of nothing. That's the God we serve. That's the God that's of the earth, of heavens. And one day, he's coming back. Will you be ready? Look at life as complex as you can and as simple as you can. It's so simple to believe that there is a God. Look at the stars. The full moon that's 30,000 miles closer to the earth. See how bright and how shiny. See the unbelievable amount of stars. Astrological formations, and know that there is a God that loves us and loves you. In closing tonight, I say, believe in God. Believe that Christ came into this earth, died for our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only son to come to earth to die, to believe in that, and to be his leader, to be the Christ leader for you. You can be saved. You can have life eternal when you die to go to be with God. God bless you. We love you. If you have any questions, give me a call. I wish you would. 865-803-7334. 865-803-7334. Good night. Have a blessed evening.